always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. It was a volatile day on Wall Street.
The Dow plunged more than 1,100 points, its biggest drop of 2024, while the Nasdaq dropped more than 700 points.
Business reporter Jason Brooks, the markets were reacting to word the Fed may be slowing interest rate cuts next year. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
The slower pace of cuts for next year really reflects both the higher inflation readings we've had this year and the expectation inflation will be higher.
Earlier, as expected, the Fed cut a key interest rate by a quarter point, but its policymakers projected they will cut that benchmark rate by a quarter point just twice in 2025. That's down from the previous estimate of four rate cuts. That would mean Americans shouldn't expect lower rates next year for mortgages, auto loans, or even credit cards. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammie McCormick.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A quick response from Marshfield Fire and Rescue stopped a basement fire from destroying the property. MFRD arrived to the home on North Maple Avenue in Marshfield a little before 1 p.m. yesterday with 11 personnel. Heavy black smoke was pouring from all sides of the house. Firefighters entered and located the fire in the basement. They were able to quickly extinguish it before it spread to any other floors. Other firefighters made sure no one was in the house and all smoke was ventilated from the home. The owner was located at a neighbor's house and said everyone who lives in the home is safe and accounted for. A total of 16 fire personnel responded, and they were on the scene for a little over an hour. The origin and cause of the fire is still being investigated. A Madison nonprofit is raising money to support the Christian school at the center of Monday's tragic shooting. The United Way of Dane County is spearheading the fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian School community. It launched Tuesday morning. The CEO of the Dane County United Way says it's our responsibility as a community to help Madison recover, and every dollar counts. The school's principal says they're overwhelmed by the support and that they'll create a transparent process to distribute the money once they figure out where it would be most helpful. 100% of money raised will go to the school. We have a link to the fundraiser at civicmedia.us. If you're hitting the road ahead of Christmas, you'll be happy about gas prices. The national average will likely hit $2.95 per gallon on Christmas Day. This will be the lowest we've seen on the holiday since 2020. Officials at Gas Buddy say prices should finally feel a little bit more like normal for many Americans filling their tanks after the budget-breaking levels we've seen in recent years. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks beat the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Oklahoma City Thunder are in first place in the Western Conference, the youngest team in the league. But last night, the Bucks shut them down 97-81 to win the NBA Cup Championship in Las Vegas. Doc Rivers asked during the trophy presentation, when did he know that they had a chance to win the Cup?
I think we knew this. You know, we struggled coming out of the gates. No one here doubted what we can be and who we can be. And we just hung in there. We stuck together. And this is the byproduct of a team sticking together. But we still have work to do.
College football, add Will Pauling, the Badgers' leading receiver, to the list of players leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. In Green Bay, Matt LaFleur says one of his most improved players this season is wide receiver Christian Watson.
In every phase of the game, he's been A+. Guy is extremely intelligent. We can move him around. He rarely will have a mental error, and he's doing a good job of winning his one-on-one opportunities.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The calm before the storm. A winter storm warning goes into effect at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Snow will be heavy at times with breezy winds, blowing and drifting it around as we accumulate 4 to 8 inches, with an additional inch or so possible into Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
This is Melissa Kay, and we have a special live show planned for Community Stories on December 17th and 19th. It's a live call-in show from 5 to 6, where you can call 715-424-2600, and I'll connect you with the ELF call center.
Elves, Santa's really busy. Can you go on the radio?
Absolutely. I can stand in for Santa.
Good, too. You said that.
That's 715-424-2600 on 97 FM, 1320 AM, and 105.5 FM.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Do you sometimes feel lonely around the holidays? We talk about how to combat that loneliness, as well as the New York City Unsent Letters Project. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, December 18th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two at 4:30, we're going to talk to our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, catch up with them a little bit. Right now in studio, we have our great friend, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher with us. Matt, always good to see you. Thanks so much for the time.
Morning, James. Thanks again for having me.
Oh, are you on too? Okay. You threw me there for a little bit. Okay. Good to have you here. Thanks for being here, man. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Want to send a big shout out to our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media as well. Appreciate the team over there. Do yourself a favor, if you haven't done so already, go to your search bar and YouTube, type in there Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and subscribe to the work that they are doing over there. Really nice work with the ribbon cutting ceremony. I was not able to be there, but I got to see the video. Great stuff. Felt like I was there. It was really nice work you guys do over there. So Matt, how you doing? How are things going?
I'm doing well. Good. 8 months in, just getting ready to kind of kick off the holiday season here, and I think that's great. Everybody seems to, that whole hunting season going into the holidays, definitely things slow down and get calm. Finishing up the budget certainly helped with taking some of the pressure and stress off of everybody, and just knowing that we have that snapshot for next year and where we're going. And I think the council's excited. Most of the council are excited to get into the 2026 budget right away this beginning this year, and start talking about some of the things that we know are going to be questions again at the end of this year. Some of the things we might talk about already is the Humane Society and just what that kind of took on and what that looked like, and some other things. But it doesn't help to wait till the very end of the year and then start talking about it again. I think if these are going to be ongoing concerns, then we need to talk about them from the beginning of the year all the way through the year and try to get the answers to the questions that everybody has and be ready to go.
We're going to touch on a number of those things, and it's a really strong point, I think, to bring up, especially where we're going to start our show today, because when you kick the can, you're just not only creating a problem for future generations, but whatever that problem is more than likely going to cost more and cost the community more, as we found with our jail. We kicked the can on this jail for 30 years. This thing has needed to be built, and we finally got it built. And I am very proud of this community, the board, everybody that got this done. But had we done this 20, 30 years ago, it would have been a lot cheaper. And to that point, now, we can't do anything about the past. We are going forward. Time only goes one direction. But I think it's a lesson for us, not just us, but areas like this, in all areas, big, small, all that, that if we can get ahead of things, if we can catch things at the pass, might be a good idea to do it. So to your point, the Humane Society, some of these things, it's really good on us to get on these early, especially considering all those other factors.
Yeah, it's. I agree 100%. I will say what I've learned pretty quick is that if you don't have somebody taking up the issue as the leader of it, it just gets put to the side. Because I don't want to say it's government. It's just when you. It's tough. You need a leader for everything, and even as a mayor, you can only take on so many agenda items that you want to take on and keep pushing forward. But that is, I take it on as my responsibility, but also getting somebody assigned to that task and say, don't let this go, dog with a bone. Just stay on it, stay on it, stay on it. And that's my intention for this year coming up. I say, you know, I'm going to keep learning, but I learned a lot in 8 months as to the difference between, you know, a fast-paced entrepreneurial business where you make a decision and everybody jumps to and just says, let's get it done, and they make it happen. Whereas with government, it's very entrenched, and there's a lot of people that have been there a long time, and there's a lot of what they call institutional knowledge, which means this is just how we've always done it. Not easy to break those cycles. But at the same time, my intention is to stay on top of it and just keep going and going and be as pleasantly persistent as I can and get things to happen. And it does work when they, when everybody knows you're not going to quit, they're going to get it done. So
I love the phrase and go by it myself of pleasantly persistent. It's something I do quite a bit too. With so much of this too is there's a lot out there. There's a lot of causes. There's a lot of different things that need our attention, and they affect different people differently. So maybe they mean more to certain people than others. That's why we are so encouraging when you get a passion for something to take the ball and run with it. It's important, and when you do that, great things can happen. Like this new jail being built, and now it's up and it's running. The ribbon cutting was yesterday. How did that go?
Yeah, it was a great event. It was, you know, I've stayed in touch with Sheriff Becker with everything that's been going on. It's just been great, and I think he's really, you know, amongst some people on the board there that really took it on and worked as a team, but really the leadership to keep it going every day and making sure, I'm sure it wasn't easy. You know, that's a lot of work that goes into a lot of moving parts. So I appreciate everybody that's, you know, put the time, blood, sweat, and tears into making that coming to fruition. So that's pretty neat. And the building itself is amazing. And the joining building that they built in between, the old building and the new, is going to do great things for that group of people, but everybody in the community that's meeting there. And you know, it's part of our government. It's our building in the end. So it's great. And I thank them very much for the work they did.
I wonder what price you would, somebody, and I'm asking this rhetorically, not to you or friends in the studio here or anything. I ask rhetorically what price you would put on knowing that our officers are safer. What price would you put on knowing that the people that are putting their lives on the line are a lot safer because of this building? That the, you know, your community members, your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones that end up having to maybe serve a little time in there or something like that, that they are that much safer because of that, because that is a basic human right. What price would you put on that? I bring this up because I've heard a overwhelming amount of positivity, whether it is about this or the Christmas lights or the Humane Society. I've seen nothing in my position, and I run into a lot of people in this job. Right. I'm seeing an overwhelming majority of people very proud of these things and very happy with these things and very happy with the direction of the community.
Yeah.
But you probably hear just as much as I do that barking voice in the background. And I encourage that voice. I always encourage voices. Oh, ask questions, you know, ask questions of your government. That's what the government is there for, to answer questions and to do their job, of course. So I don't begrudge that or anything. But what I do have an issue with is a dog just barking. I love dogs. I'm a big dog guy. But I don't if a dog is sitting there and it's barking its head off, I don't get mad at it because it's a dog. That's what they do. They bark. If somebody's out there and they're barking and that's what they're doing and they just have an issue with something, that's fine. But what are you saying? Are you just barking or actually saying something? Because when it comes to any of these issues, I think that the not speaking for you, but knowing, talking to you on air, off air, you are more than open. Your phone is open. You want to hear from people. You want to hear from your constituents. But have something to say and do your homework before making that call. Because when I run into this and I run into somebody about the city lights and, oh, it's costing me this. No, it's not.
No,
it's not. And it doesn't take a lot of digging. I was able to pull up on my phone for this person and show them. No, it's not.
Right.
We get a bunch of dogs together and they start barking and they're not saying anything. It's just a bunch of barking. Yeah. Like, have something to say. Have an actual point behind this.
Yeah.
And that's not me, again, telling you to shut up. I want you to talk. I want you to ask questions. Just do a little homework beforehand and see if it's even worth making that call. Because I genuinely think, whether any of these three subjects I just talked about, I don't think it takes a lot of digging to realize, oh, That's why we're spending this. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why we're doing this. Or I will show you a definite. I'll pull up a dictionary and I'll show you the definition of business right. and how this works. No business has ever survived without spending money. No community has ever made it and thrived without spending money. That's how this works. Right. If you want to bring people into the community, you want to keep people in the community, you want to bring businesses into the community, you got to have a community. Right. You got to have something to do. You can't just have a bunch of buildings standing there and some roads that are barely put together or anything like that. Right. I don't feel like this is rocket science. I don't feel like I know something that other people don't hear. Just do a little bit of digging, and I think you start to get the answers that you're looking for here.
Yeah, I think it really helps to be a part of the conversation instead of just, again, and I can empathize because the whole reason I threw my hat in the ring for alderman was because I was starting to be one of the people that were getting angry and complaining or taking one side. It was during COVID when everybody was taking sides, even though we're, you know, the source of our information on both sides, and it was pretty skewed. So anyways, I jumped in, and again, I'm just a guy I've seen. I try not to pay too much attention to the social media people out there, but sometimes people bring it to me just in case I want to know. And I hear this one reoccurring theme about, you know, go back to the big city, or, you know, like, I'm like, well, okay. So I grew up in New Berlin, which is just a small city like
the
this.
The gigantic city of New Berlin.
And
yes.
Everywhere I went for jobs was always in smaller cities. I did go to school in Milwaukee, you know, like most kids do, yeah, I guess, yeah. After the military, I went there. And, you know, I spent some time learning about the city. I'm not afraid of the city. Like, it's just another thing. But when I come here, this is my home. So I want everybody to understand 20 years in, I know the people. I know the ins and outs of who's who and what's what and how to make things go. And now I'm learning how to help run the city, do the best job that I can do, and find the people that really care. If you want to say something, it would be better to bring it to us so that we can hear it versus just talking in this bubble on social media where the negativity just builds and builds instead of saying, wait a second, these are just people, just like we are people, they are people, like we're all in this together. Come and talk to us and find out what's really going on. I'm more than happy to talk to anybody. I can't do it on social media because as soon as you open anything up, it just blows up into, you know, I can... There's some names I can call it, but I won't. But it does get a little crazy, and it's like the wild, wild west, and it doesn't do anything good. But at the same time, as the city, what I'm striving for, and in 2025, we're going to be bringing out a new website that's going to be way more interactive on our phones, so that's not just on a computer. And that way, I want to be able to get information out to the people so that I can get feedback from them immediately as to what the majority of people would like to see. And my goal is to get at least 4,000 followers on that website, because that's everybody in this community, the outlying communities and Wisconsin Rapids. Because more and more, as I talk to people, I see that we are just one big community trying to work together, even though people get frustrated about, you know, I'm from here, they're from there, who pays taxes for the road and all that stuff. In the end, we're still just humans. We're all abiding by the rules that the state sets for us. That's another thing I'm learning, is just how beholden to the state rules that we are. And that really, like, we could go into the whole taxes and assessments and how this all played out. And just so everybody knows, I got hit with 33% increase, you know, over $1,500. So I'm right in the same ballpark as everybody else. I'm a resident just like everybody else is. So we're all in it together, and nobody's happy about it. But at the same time, it was due to come as the prices of housing go up. Wisconsin Rapids is doing the same thing. And all they did was bring the assessed prices in line with the market, what the market prices are. And this is where we stand now. But it's never fun when you go through the changes. So I understand the anger and frustration. I'm feeling some of it myself. So.
It started with Sheriff Becker, but it really has continued with all of our representatives and politicians that have joined us, from Congressman Kind back in the day to Representative Krug to yourself or the previous mayors. One of the jobs that I believe I have in this role is to remind people that you are human beings. Mm-hmm. It's one of the easier jobs I have at times, and then it's one of the harder jobs I have. Because it's very important that we remember when we're barking and we're talking about these things, we're talking to another human being, we're talking to a fellow citizen, we're talking to somebody that is no different than anybody else outside of maybe a title, or that they decided to throw their hat in the ring and be a part of things. Yep. And one other quick note about cities and people from cities and all of that. And you can say that I'm biased, don't mean I'm wrong. What do you think, what would you give to not be and I love these states. I'm not saying anything wrong against them, but look at Montana, look at the Dakotas. What do they have that we don't? Or what do we have that they don't? We got two major cities at the very least we can point to, Madison and Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. The economy in this state compared to those states is gigantic. Do you like nice roads? Do you like some of the things you've got in your small cities and everything? Right. Because you've got those because of big cities and the money that they bring in. Big cities help states survive. The knowledge that you can learn from a big city to bring to a small city, why would you not? Mm-hmm. Why, that's how we survive. That's smart. That's just smart business, let alone just intelligent to do. Big city ideas or anything like that, I get some of that. I get the idea of not having a new ice town or something. Maybe some of that stuff makes a little sense. I'm with you on. But the idea of that makes it so that you're skewed or something. Yeah. I say the exact opposite. I want that. I want somebody who thinks differently. Yeah. We need that. That's how time works. That's how cities survive and how they grow bigger.
I would want somebody, I said it before, and not saying other people are, but to not be afraid. Like when you grow up in a small town and you never really leave a small town and you hear about Madison and Milwaukee and big cities, I think it's important to have leadership that can live and exist in both and function well in both and understand the people from a small town, but also be able to communicate well with people from the big cities, because again, we need both of them. Like the world doesn't exist without both. And I think the more we can talk and the more we have people that can traverse between the two communities is only better for all of us in the end, because we don't live in a bubble. Our economy doesn't live in a bubble. And again, like I said, I'm learning more and more just how much the state and what they do affects us, even more so than the federal government, I think, in a lot of ways. And it's a good and a bad thing. I think they're all at the state level doing everything they can to run the state government. Chances are they can live in a bubble too sometimes and not understand the big picture of what's going on here. And it's very important for me to make sure that I don't exist in that bubble at City Hall and lose track of everything else. It's important to stay with the people and just be a part of the conversation.
And I think one of the overall points here is that whether it is, you know, people coming to you with real questions and solutions or anything, or just people barking, everybody, like you said, I think made a good point that we're all coming at this from the same, wanting the same end result. Yeah. We all want a better city, a healthy city, a safe city, all of these things. And keeping that in mind, we're speaking with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher, along with our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. You brought up another good point, sir, about getting involved. And I wanted to bring that up because we are calling on all locals. We are looking for people to serve on our Parks and Recs Commission, our Zoning Board of Appeals, Board of Review. Got a couple of openings here in those boards. We want to encourage people to be a part of things. You know, get off the sidelines, get in the game.
Yeah, I've had a few birds out there talking about, you know, at first when you get in, everything's happening so fast. So a lot of times I ask people that were on the board if they wanted to continue to be on the board. And most times they did. If they didn't, then I was calling. So I had to call people. So people get on you and say, you know, they start to point to this conspiracy because you end up, you know, people are coming on boards that are connected to you somehow. Like my mother-in-law, Pat Kozicki, got on the Historic Preservation Committee. Well, she lives in a historic house that her and her husband, Joe Kozicki, fixed up to be beautiful. So they know something about the historic, preserving a historic house. So I called her and she was excited to be on it. But then you have these, you know, these connections where my circles are only so big, so I can only call the people that I know. So we put out this on the media and through you guys, through the, you know, the newspaper and stuff like that. So try to get it out there, but I need people to respond back. And I have gotten some people and I appreciate that. I just want more people to understand what's going on in the government. There's no secrets. There's no conspiracies. There's just people making decisions and carrying those decisions forward to make the city as best as it can be. And if you want to be a part of that conversation and help the process, this is how you do it. You get involved, you learn more, you meet people, and you become a part of the conversation and stay as positive as you can. If you vote on something and your vote, you don't get the vote to go your way, you suck it up and you just, you know, you move on to the next thing. Because all in all, we're not going to fall apart no matter what the vote is. We're going to keep moving forward. You know, we're going to figure out the money. And if the time comes when we're saying we don't have the money, then we can't do it because we don't have the money. So, but other than that, we make a decision and we move forward together as a community.
And it's how real change happens. It's how things get done is everyday citizens getting involved on these boards and doing work, the good work in their community. It is not only that, but it's a great way to get involved in the game. And if you're sitting there on the sidelines and you have issues or you have questions or anything, this is the best solution. This is the best way of doing it.
And you meet people. You realize we're not all isolated in our houses and our own little worlds. Like, we actually do function as a community, whether we choose to participate or not.
We did want to just quick touch on a couple of things. I mentioned the bridge. That looks great. That had to have been a lot of fun turning that thing on, man.
I got to tell you, a lot of work went into it because of the programming side of things. Econ Electric did a great job getting everything set up. But the programming came right down to the end during the Rekindle the Spirit. Everybody agreed we would do kind of a grand opening there, and it worked out really nice. But the programming was giving us issues all the way up until like 2 hours before the bridge. So this is insider information, so I guess it's a secret, but I like telling secrets. So
it's just us.
Yeah. It's just me and you, right? So anyways, I talked to two guys from Econ and put them on my phone on a three-way call on speaker so they could hear what the talking that I was doing. And we agreed that a 10 count would get us, because they needed 9 seconds to manually flip the switches on.
Oh, okay.
for the lights to actually come on.
Okay, yeah.
But yet still in my head, I'm like, are they going to come on, you know?
Yeah.
And so we got a count of 10. We counted down from 10. And sure enough, we got down to 0. And I was looking back and poof, lights went on and everybody cheered. And thanks, guys. So that was great. And then we're still working out the kinks with the programming, because there's going to be great things to come with shows. We're going to do, I don't want to get too far into it right now. I got to make it happen first, but there will be light shows. It's going to be on from dusk until dawn every night. It doesn't cost very much because of the lighting that's in there is so inexpensive. So that's good. And we look forward to being able to do the shows and eventually hook them up to some kind of music so people can come downtown and hook up into the music system somehow, whether it's through their phone or through their car, and be able to watch the light show a couple times a night. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be really good. And again, I understand people's reservations with it. I don't like spending that kind of money either, but at the same time, the money was in the TIF. The TIF was in that was part of the district, and that was all set up for it, and it wasn't taxpayer money. It was specific taxpaying money coming from that area downtown, which is helping the downtown, and that's why it's set up that way.
And this was a project that came around even before you took office, really.
You're kind of just
getting the ball over the goal line with this.
Yeah. And that's when Shane and the guys in the government, the department heads, really kind of sat down and talked together to make it happen, because there's some leadership groups through the Art of Wisconsin that were taking it on and trying to continue it. And they had saved up some money, but once they realized the magnitude of what they're actually talking about, it had to become more of a private government connection to make it happen. So
we got to wrap up, but before we do, just real quick, I noticed that there isn't they're working on the mill, but not a real big update over there with that. But I did notice that it's been 8 months that you've been doing this. The time just really flew by.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How has it gone for you? How you feel it's going?
Yeah, everything's really good. And just to update the mill, they got all the permits that they need through the DNR and EPA, and that's what they're waiting for the asbestos, because there's a lot of it in there.
Yeah.
That all has to come out before they can take some of the non-ferrous metals out. That's where some of the money is, but they have to take the buildings down in order to get the steel, which is just so much steel in there, and that's where the most of the money is. Mm-hmm. So once they do that, they come through and grind up that cement and turn it into road base, and we're going to see 250 acres of cleared land. Again, happy, sad. My hat goes off to all the people that have built the craft mill and the mill over the years, working there, not just the owners, but the workers that were there every day, blood, sweat, and tears, so I appreciate that. And we don't want to lose that knowledge base if at all possible, because life keeps going. So,
you can make a good argument that this city isn't what it is without that mill, without the workers and the people that put into this community for decades. Mm-hmm. So a big thank you to them and appreciation for that.
Yep. But at the same time, the bus keeps going. This area was here before that mill, and there's going to be us here afterwards, and we're going to have to develop it ourselves because nobody's coming to save us. So we do it for ourselves.
And I like where we stand. Yep. I feel good about things. I feel good about going into 2025 with it. I'm glad to hear that you guys are too.
Yeah, we got great people and it's a great community, and we just got to work together and find the beauty in each other and ourselves and in the city, and look forward to seeing what we can do in 2025. It's going to be fun.
Well said. Have a great holidays, a great New Year's to you and yours. Thank you so much for joining us,
you
man.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Thanks.
And a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year to all of our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys so darn much. We will take a quick time out. We will be back with more show here on Midday Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The winter solstice is this weekend. For some, it's a cause for celebration, Lisa Hale reports.
Of the four major December holidays, Yule, Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, Yule, or the winter solstice, appears on the calendar first this year. Reverend Selena Fox of Circle Sanctuary in Barneveld, Wisconsin, says this time of year is the perfect time to embrace different celebrations and cultures.
Take this as a real opportunity to learn about cultural diversity and the rich tapestry of celebration that humankind has had.
Yule celebrations begin on the longest night of the year, December 20th, and continue through New Year's Day.
It's okay to say no to invitations or certain responsibilities during the holiday season. The festive occasions can be difficult, especially for those grieving the loss of a loved one. A clinical therapist with Aspirus Health, Janet Wimmer, says grief can feel heavy this time of year.
Grief is especially big around the holidays, especially if it's the first holiday after the loss of a loved one.
There are support groups and bereavement group options in the area, and there are a variety of hotlines that you can call to talk through your grief. Wimmer said it's also important to reach out to family and friends.
Don't be afraid to mention your lost loved one, to bring up their memories. Those are often well shared during the holidays.
This is also a good time of year to emphasize self-care.
Take a step back, slow down all of the things that you're running at doing, and take time to breathe deeply and take a few moments for yourself.
While the holidays can be stressful, adjusting your expectations, focusing on self-care, and reaching out to others can help you experience a more enjoyable and fulfilling holiday season. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season two. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warning for 4 to 7 inches of snow starting late tonight and through Thursday night. Some blowing snow with a gusty breeze. Low tonight in the mid-teens, high tomorrow in the mid-20s. Colder for the rest of the week and into the weekend. Right now it's 22.
Oh, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho, ho, ho!
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Kevin Solomon from Common Ground will be joining us to talk about what is going on with the Milwaukee Housing Authority. Brittany Merlot with Weather and Wine, Sports with J.R. Ratcliffe. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, December 18th, 2024. I have your host, James, with you. And joining us right now are great friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. We got Amy Scheid with us, Administrative Development Volunteer Coordinator. Amy, always good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, James. Great to see you as well.
Always love talking about our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center and any chance we get to put a light on things over there. We appreciate the team over there and the hard work that they are doing, hoping things are going well over there, and wishing everybody in the building a happy holidays and a great new year. And kind of starting into that, kind of in that area, Amy, we've got some great events coming up.
We do. Recently, we released our sponsorship packet for the coming year. And feature not just one, not just two, but three fantastic events that will be perfect fits for those who want an elegant evening out, a fun day in the sun, or a kids event in the middle of our beautiful summer season.
Yeah. Can we touch on some of these events and get into some of the details of them? Because not only are we excited about them as a community, as a radio station and everything, but as a board member, as somebody a little behind the scenes of these things, I know how excited we as a team are, as a nonprofit are for these events, and how needed they are, to be blunt, with the community. I've said this every chance I get. The cuts to domestic violence shelters around the country, and specifically ours here in Wisconsin Rapids, is insulting to me as a human being, as an American taxpayer. And I believe that it's important that we bring note to this in our, because I believe, and you may know this way better than I do, Amy, but this community supports our family center. And not every community can say that. We're very fortunate around here that we got a surrounding area, I would say all of central Wisconsin, getting behind organizations like the Hannah Center and what we're doing at the family center and everything. It isn't, you know, 10, 20 years ago. It's a better day. But we also, all the more reason, well, now is the time to be doing these events, to be reminding people of how important it is to have a family center, because you would know if you didn't. You would notice if you did not have one.
Absolutely. That is the truth, James. And we are really taking an opportunity in these coming months and throughout the goals that have been set for our organization to be more present in the community, to be more available to those folks that might need to learn more about the resources that are available through the Family Center, young and old. So we are going to be continuing our Touch a Truck event.
Yay.
And that is just a wonderful opportunity to bring your family. We've had 1,000 people, just shy of 1,000 people, be at that event. And there's tons of fun for the kids, For us, it's a great opportunity for staff and volunteers to be present in the public and have folks ask questions of the good work that's being done there and just have a really nice day with family and friends. Mm-hmm. So that event is going to continue.
Yeah.
It will be held on July 26th, which is the last Saturday of July, as it typically is.
Such a fun event, and I love this event, especially for the kids and them getting to see these vehicles. We've talked about this, and we'll talk about it more when we get closer to it, but you never know what could spark in a child's mind when they see a fire truck or a police car or something like that, see some of our military vehicles. That is worth it alone, and the opportunity for individuals in the community to kind of, you know, ask those questions or find out more about the family center in a very fun and you know, welcoming environment, a good vibe environment and everything is really nice, and really nice for the staff too, because you guys don't get a lot of these opportunities, a lot of these kind of things. More times than not, your 24-hour day is a harder day. So I like that as much as I like it for our officers out there when they get to do events and stuff, and you know, be they're on the clock but they're off in a way, you know.
True.
I gotta say something though too, and I noticed this in the last Touch a Truck event. The kids, this is about them and for them and so much, but boy, does this event bring out the kid in us.
Absolutely true.
The day after that event, I'm talking to like at least four or five different community members that I didn't even know were at the event, and they're older guys around my age, and they're rambling like little kids about these vehicles. It's such a fun event for everybody. Everybody gets a real joy out of this event.
We see such support from community businesses that come out with their vehicles, and we had everything from really old classic cars through a brand new Tesla that I swear could fly. And speaking of flying, the helicopter coming in, that's always a key point of the day. Mm-hmm. So that is a great way that we see our community support us and that we see individual families come out. Mm-hmm. This year we tried a new event called Drive Against Violence. It was a golf scramble, extremely successful. And we'll be holding that event again on August 18th. So that's a neat opportunity for businesses to do whole sponsors. We saw them do, there are all kinds of games around golf. James, who knew?
Yeah, right.
different little fun things at their different holes and a great meal that's held at Bullseye Country Club. So we have sponsorships available for both of those tried and true events. But, and here we are, James. I'm going to say it out loud.
Okay.
You guys remember Men in the Kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
So we are bringing back Men in the Kitchen.
Yeah.
It has a bit of a fresh feel to it. We're going to call it Chefs for Change.
Hmm.
And it is being held on February 27th. So I've been with Family Center. This will be my fourth holiday, so over three years, and I think I get that question about once a week.
Yeah.
When are you going to bring back Men in the Kitchen? Well, it is happening.
Oh, it's awesome.
It is so exciting. So we're pretty excited about that. We have folks that are going to be competing for the appetizer round with some tweaks to the event as opposed to an entire meal change at each table. So we'll still have that little bit of a competitive aspect. We're bringing in an amazing silent auction. That committee is just working so hard to bring in some fantastic packages. We're going to be doing cork pulls. We'll have signature drinks and just a ton of fun to be had. Please keep your eye on our Facebook page and our website. Tickets should be going live extremely soon.
Real quick, because I haven't gotten the touch on this one before. Maybe it's just been a while, but when I first started working with the Family Center and being the idea of being on the board and some of that, Sue and Deb were really adamant about, you know, me. That I had something to be, that I could bring something to this. I didn't think that I had anything to offer. I thought during the show here for midday, sure, I can offer something. But outside of that, I'm just a citizen. I didn't know what I could really do. But I started to learn more and more the importance of that. But it was the Men in the Kitchen event. They asked me to MC that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very proud to. It's still one of my favorite nights I've had in my job. I loved that night. It was walking into that building And the first person I see is Sheriff Becker. Mm-hmm. And then at the time, Andy Francis was with the Rafters. I see the River Kings. I see our current mayor at the time. And I see all of these leaders of our community, all smiling, laughing, happy to be there, and all men. Mm-hmm. And that means something. That stands for something. It's important. It's not more important than women doing it or anything like that, but it did stand out to me. And it showed, oh, we ain't alone in this.
Absolutely.
We're actually in the majority on this, and it was an eye-opener for me. And I'm somebody who has been very in tune with this subject, and I was still blown away by it. And that was really cool, and it was great. It was such a wonderful event. I could not put a number on how many people I saw that day and how big that event was. I did not realize how big it was until you're actually being a part of it. But to your point about the raffle prizes and everything, mm-hmm. I've been in this job for over 20 years. I don't think I've seen a turnout like that before. What was on that table was amazing. There was nothing small on that table. Every gift, everything that was up there for bidding and stuff was awesome. That was really cool. It's just such a fun event. I'm not surprised to hear people, you know, wanting the event back. I will say to everybody that this the reason the event was not back is because of some of the, you know, things we talked about before, funding and some of that. You want these events around, support your family center. You want these events around, get involved with your family center. We're always looking for volunteers. And very specifically, we are looking for sponsors. I talk about this a lot with nonprofits, Amy, and I've done my homework on this subject. I'm not just spitting here. I've done a lot of work on this subject, especially specifically with nonprofits, because we work with a lot of them. You know, United Way, Encourage, so many great organizations come in here, and I am in a spoiled position of getting to talk to these people every day. And I care about this community, so I do my homework on this stuff. And how involved should people be? Can they be? And what can they do? And I will mention again and again how important volunteering is, and how all of these organizations, the lifeblood of it is volunteering. And we greatly appreciate all volunteers out there. But if you are a business and you have a budget for marketing, or you pay somebody for marketing, I'm going to save you money right now. There is nothing better you can do with that dollar than attaching yourself to a nonprofit.
Agreed.
There is, you want to make sure you get the biggest bang for your buck. You want to make sure that you get a return on your investment. There are a few things in this world that are more guaranteed than attaching yourself to a nonprofit. When people go to the golf event, or they come to, it's not Men in the Kitchen, it's Chefs for Change.
It's taken us a while, too.
But I love that name. I'm going to get it because I love that. That's perfect. And it rolls off the tongue. It's really good. When they see your business attached to these things, that's advertising. That pops in their brain. That stays in their brain. That's a jingle. That's why we come up with jingles, so that these things stay in your head. That's advertising 101. Not only that, but they associate you with a good cause, with something the community is behind. You can't buy that kind of advertising. There is no marketer in the world that could tell you, well, if you spend this much money, the community will feel this way about you.
True.
But if you attach yourself to a nonprofit, the community sees, oh, they care about my community. Oh, they're involved in my community. They're behind us. They support us on this subject. Mm-hmm. You can't put a price tag on that. So whatever you're spending on sponsoring, whatever amount you're doing, I guarantee you, I put my name on it, you will get your return on your investment. You can't ask for more than that. As a business, I cannot encourage businesses enough to be a part of these events and associate yourself with these things. Again, not only because of all of this, but also, man, it feels good. It feels really good to be a part of this stuff.
I agree. And there are fantastic opportunities for sponsorships of all three events that I spoke of. We're currently looking for two more gourmand sponsors for Chefs for Change. And not only will we be promoting your organization, and people will know that you're backing the good work that's being done at Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, but you get to come back and see James with me before the event.
That's right. Yeah, that's going to be cool.
Absolutely.
We'll be welcoming a lot of people, I hope.
I agree. Lots of opportunities. So please reach out and keep your eye on that Facebook page on the website.
And Amy, I think you bring up a good point, too, about the opportunity, the options, too, because it's not just kind of one set pay or one set thing. The Family Center is looking to work with businesses, so maybe you don't have as big of a budget as some places. You know, there is an opportunity for you there still, as well as if you were looking to spend. They're going to make good use of that money. So there's a lot of different sponsorship levels and everything, too, to all of these events. And really, just asking questions, you know, call up and find out, hey, we have this much we can do, but we want to be involved in things. Can we make that work? You don't know unless you ask. So I cannot encourage you enough to ask, and we'll give you the information how to reach out to Amy and the team before we wrap up today.
Absolutely. There's some really fun things with particularly Chefs for Change. We're looking at ingredient sponsors even.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Absolutely. In this area where there's such fabulous food products being created, grown, we have opportunities for you to share your products even across the menu. So,
you know, the Family Center has our back when it comes to domestic violence and helping our community and our families in some of the most difficult times. This is our opportunity to have your back. This is our opportunity to show that we've got you guys too. By being a part of these events, by supporting these events, showing up at them, volunteering at them, sponsoring at these things, we are not only showing where we stand on this subject matter or anything, but we're also showing, hey, we appreciate the work that you guys do. All of these events have a key thing in common: listening to the community, hearing the community, wanting to do something with the community, being involved in the community, like you were starting our conversation with Amy. These aren't events that you guys just thought, oh, well, this will be fun to do. No, it's paying attention to your community, talking to people, finding out, oh, you know, this is, sounds good. And to the community's credit, speaking up and saying, hey, where's Men in the Kitchen? To do it. That helps too. That really does help the Family Center out a lot. They love that feedback. That helps out a lot. Okay, we definitely are bringing this back. We got a lot of people who want this. I use the Family Center oftentimes as an example because I think it's such a strong and a good one. But it is the definition of, we are stronger together than apart. We have more in common than not. I don't believe our country is divided as it might seem. I don't think our community is divided as it might seem. And the Family Center is that to me oftentimes, where you got plenty of people coming in and out of that building, whether they're working there or they need the services of the Family Center, that have an R or D in front of them, or they voted this way, or they're from this constituency, or they had this type of income. All comers. Everybody is affected by this subject matter.
Absolutely true.
And it's going to take all of us coming together to not only bring these numbers down, to have a better future for our kids with this.
And I think that's raises a good point about supporting the good work that's being done there. People are not turned away from this organization. If you're suffering from domestic violence or sexual assault, there are a myriad of ways in which we can help. We don't discriminate in any way, shape, or form. And there are ways that we can provide you with what you may need in order to live a violence-free future. And we appreciate, James, you helping us to get the word out about the services that are provided. We appreciate those that sponsor events that help us to get the word out about what services are provided. And just so many organizations within our community that invite us to speak at speaking engagements, at our schools, that is the way that things will change.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate that this community has shown us that they appreciate what work is being done there.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a tremendous month. I know we often speak in the month of December, and I might look a little more fatigued than normal because
not
it has.
At all. Not at all.
No,
not
thank
all.
You. Look great. Thank look great. You. But I have the great pleasure of connecting organizations in our community that raise their hand and say, "What can I do for you during the holidays?" Mm-hmm. With a child who might need a gift. Something that the organization needs to keep focusing on the work that needs doing and not on, you know, where the next roll of toilet paper is going to come from. And it is my great pleasure to help facilitate that during this time. We do still have a few needs, if I may.
Please.
Throughout the year, some of the things that can help us the most, and James knows I'm not afraid to say the M word. Mm-hmm. We do need money during this time and throughout the year, as we've seen significant government cuts. So please consider a monetary gift for our annual appeal, which you'll find on our website and on our Facebook page. And then smaller items like gift cards that are for groceries or for gas, those help the clients that we serve to get to job or to put out job applications, to look at safe and affordable housing, mm-hmm. to get to and from court, and then gives them a little bit of what they might need to get back on their feet. Mm-hmm. So smaller denomination grocery and gas cards are very much appreciated.
Yeah.
And please don't be afraid to click on that annual appeal link. I'd love for you to consider at any level that will assist our work but not be mm-hmm. a negative impact mm-hmm. toward you, mm-hmm. To make a monthly gift.
Yeah,
that is so meaningful.
And again, you know, I don't think I need to reach out to the people with that have their hearts in this and that are going to give or want to or thinking about it or anything. But to anybody who might be on the fence about it, this is there are certainly tax breaks that can be available in certain regards regarding certain amounts. That's something to consider. And it's also a return. You get a return on your investment on this. The Amy just broke it down for you. Take one family or one individual in particular. And that person gets a gift card that gets them gas so they can go apply for a job. They get that job. They get back on their feet and they become a taxpayer, which leads to lower taxes for you, which leads to a stronger economy for your community. This all connects. It all adds up. You don't necessarily have to care about the subject matter or even what the Family Center is doing. You care about those things. Donate to the Family Center. Put into the Family Center. This is one of the bigger things that you can do with that buck to improve your community. Like, this is how it all works. This is how we are all connected. And if you want to help in those ways, we encourage you to do that. We're always encouraging a volunteering in some of those things. And we touch on that quite a bit, I think. But we've touched on the cuts to funding. And that's why when we talk about your dollars and cents, we really can't even put into words how far it can go and how much it can of a difference it can make. And bringing up the gift ideas in this time of year, too, is important also. There are families, not just at ours, but around the country, that are going to be, you know, Christmas Day at a family center. You know, yes. They're going to be spending Christmas morning at a family center. They're those kind of situations. I know of families. I've been a part of those families before and seen these things. For those the individuals involved, they deserve a great Christmas too. And you can help with that. You can be a part of that. These gift cards, so many of these things really add to that. And on Christmas Day, they know, oh, tomorrow when I got to go hand out those job interviews or I got to go pick up some applications or anything like that, they're not worrying about it on Christmas Day because it's covered, because they're going to be able to. These things go so much farther than I think we can word, Amy.
I would agree with you. And it is something that I think we can all take just a moment and picture what bravery it takes for the folks that come to our door escaping from a life of violence to do so during this time of year and on any day yeah. of the year. And the young people that they may or may not bring with them, all of those individuals deserve a special holiday. Each available room is, as is the norm when we speak James, full at this time. But resources are still being shared with individuals who come, and we find ways to serve victims in any way we can. So please reach out if we can be of service in any way to you or a family member.
The Wisconsin Rapids Family Center has a 24-hour crisis line. That phone number is 715-421-1511. That's 421-1511. They have normal business hours, 8 a.m. to 4, Monday through Friday. But keep in mind, it's a good idea to call ahead. I encourage you to do that. Their business line is 715-421-1559, 421-1559. And if you need to email them, you can hit them up at info@familyctr.org, info@familyctr.org. ATR.org. Encourage you to follow the Facebook page as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on things. And certainly want to subscribe to that page so you can be up to date on all these events when they're coming up. Amy, did I miss anything? Is there any way to, if they want to contact you, that the best way to do it?
That is indeed. That info email that James mentioned comes directly to me. If you call the business line, there's a high likelihood that I'll be answering as well. And we can definitely get you connected with ways in which you can volunteer, you can donate, you can ask questions. That's what we're here for.
Amy, please, if you could do me a favor to everybody over there, the staff and all the constituents, everybody, all the clients and everybody over there, wish them a great Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, a great New Year, and especially to you and yours. We appreciate you.
Thank you, James.
Locally grown radio, WFHR, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media host James Maloff and the punk band Radio for Pets, who are going to invade the studio and blow the roof off the joint. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Big losses on Wall Street after the Fed indicated stubborn inflation could prevent some interest rate cuts next year. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
It was a dreadful day, capping a 10-day losing streak, the longest since 1974.
The Dow finished more than 1,100 points lower. President-elect Trump doesn't like the bill that would prevent a government shutdown. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Billionaire Elon Musk says this bill is full of pork and says it should not pass. Elon Musk, of course, has been tapped by the president-elect to head up a new cost-cutting commission next year.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments over a federal law that would ban TikTok unless its Chinese owners sell it. CBS's Jan Crawford.
TikTok argues that Americans have free speech rights to see and post content on whatever social media site they choose, but a lower court sided with the U.S. government.
The hearing is set for next month when the new law goes into effect. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Local.